Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家早。
This morning we're all going to need a physical Bible, so I've placed some around.
今天早上我们大家都会需要一本纸质的圣经，所以我也在大家座位当中放了一些。
Garrett, here's one here up in the front, an English one. Tobias, will you, does everybody have a physical Bible?
大家手中都有一本纸质的吗？
Okay, phones don't count this morning.
如果你是看手机应用的话，今天早上我会鼓励你去看纸质的，而不是手机应用。
How many verses can you see at once on a phone?
如果你用手机屏幕看的话，你每次只能看几节，对吧？
Right, just a couple. Yeah, one or two, right?
可能你每次只能看一节或者两节。
We're going to be looking at a larger section of scripture today.
我们今天会看的是比较多的经文。
And one of the reasons we have physical Bibles today is I want you to recognize some structural markers that the author uses.
今天我之所以想让你们看纸质的圣经，是因为我想让你们去关注一下今天我们看的经文里面结构的一些标记。
You guys are all familiar with the experience that when you read something, you know where it is on the page.
我想我们大家都会有这样的经历，比如说你看过什么东西，你脑子里面会记起来，是一种视觉性的一个效果，就是我看的东西在某页的左上角、右下角之类的。
You've had that experience. I remember it's on the lower right-hand corner of the page, and I just got to find it.
你可能会记得说啊，我曾经看一本书，书里面有一个概念是我觉得非常深刻的，我具体不知道哪里，但是我知道它在某一页的右下角。
If we're always using our phones or a scrolling computer screen, we will miss that effect.
如果我们只是看手机应用或者用电脑来看的话，我们都是用鼠标滑上滑下，那么我们就没有这种视觉方面的效果了。
And again, we'll miss the structural clues that the author will be giving us, particularly in the book of Mark today.
这样子的话，你就会缺失一种结构性上面的标记，特别是今天我们要去看马可福音。
All right, everybody got one?
所以大家应该每个人手上都有本纸质的吧。
Thank you, Minru.
谢谢敏如帮我们派送。
Let's pray.
让我们先祷告。
Father God, we look to hear from you and your word this morning. We pray that your Holy Spirit would help us to see your truth. We pray that your Holy Spirit would convict us, that we would understand more and trust you more and follow you more closely. God, work in us this morning. And we ask this because of the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's see here. And down is forward. Good. Okay, this is backwards. All right, we're going to be looking at the book of Mark. And the book of Mark is broken up into two main sections.
我们今天要看的是马可福音。马可福音呢，它可以说是分成了上下两个大段。
And it pivots around a climax right in, about in the middle of the book.
它整本书的高潮是在整本书的中间。
That's 8:27 through 29.
是在八章的二十七节到二十九节。
And will someone read that? 8:27.
如果在座的有读到八章二十七节到二十九节的话，可以请你们读出来吗？
I'm going to be asking for a number of people to read here and there.
我今天讲到可能会请弟兄姐妹们读一下其中的有好几节。
So if you're falling asleep, I'll probably call on you.
如果今天你不小心睡着了，我可能会点你起来。
Okay, actually, I'm not gonna. So if I call on you, don't think you're falling asleep.
其实我今天真的不会这么做。如果我点你的话，你不要以为你自己真的睡着了。
Moses, will you read 27 through 29?
好，摩西现在帮我们读八章的二十七节到二十九节。
They told him, John the Baptist, the others say, Elijah, and the others, one of the prophets. And he asked them, But who do you say that I am? Peter answered, You are the Christ. And he strictly charged them to tell no one about you.
Okay, who do you say I am? And at this point, the disciples, Peter, gets it right.
在这里，耶稣问了一个问题，说：“人说我是谁？”在众多门徒当中，是彼得回答正确了。
Okay, so that the first half of the book is who. The second half is what.
所以你去看的话，整本书分成两大段落。第一个段落讲的是谁，围绕这个谁这个字展开的。第二部分展开的就是根据什么这个字来展开的。
As soon as they recognize that he is the Messiah, Jesus repeats three times that he is going to sacrificially die for them and be raised again.
当八章二十七到二十九在这里讲到了耶稣就是承认给犹太人说是将要来的弥赛亚的时候，耶稣自己就预言了自己将会三次的牺牲。
So they finally learn this is the Messiah.
所以在这里，他们是最终理解到，哦，原来耶稣就是所说的那个弥赛亚。
And you're going to do what?
然后他们就开始觉得非常的疑惑，说，所以你要去做什么？
Our passage today is the conclusion right here, right before the climax of the story.
我们今天要去看的马可福音当中，就是讲到了高潮这里面这其中的一个部分。
So we're going to start by looking at these three sections: the calling, the appointing, and the sending.
所以今天我们看前面那大段落围绕着谁来展开的这一段落呢？我们会去看分三个小段落去看。第一个小段落是呼召，第二个是任命，第三个是派遣。
So what's the first half of the book about?
所以我现在再问一下你们，头半本书讲的是什么？
Who, right?
谁？
Okay, Mark answers this quite precisely. Someone read 1:1.
马可在他整本书里面第一章第一节就非常简明的点到了谁这个答案是什么。有没有人可以读下第一章的第一节？
Chinese or English?
英文、中文都可以。
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
Excellent.
Fine.
What I caught is Yesu Jidu, right?
Donald 不会说中文，但是他听懂了耶稣基督。
That's all I needed to hear. Okay, this first section, who? Of course, we learn in this section that the disciples follow.
我们从第一部分讲到谁展开的是前半部分，我们就知道了是门徒去跟随主。
Right, they follow Jesus.
他们去跟随耶稣。
But they didn't have a clue who he was.
但其实他们脑子里面是不清楚耶稣到底是一个什么人的。
And let's be frank, that's kind of like the rest of us, right?
如果我们大家都很坦白的话，其实我们今天的光景跟当时门徒是非常相像的。
So this first section from 1 through 3:12 is the calling of the disciples.
所以从第一章的第一节到第三章的十二节，讲到的就是对门徒的呼召。
They don't know who he is.
这些门徒们其实心里面都不知道这耶稣到底是谁。
They don't know he's the Messiah.
他们不知道这个耶稣就是承诺要来的弥赛亚。
At this point, they don't know that Jehovah, that Yahweh is in the boat with them at times.
他们也不知道在当时原来在船里面跟他们在一起的就是耶和华神。
But they follow him.
但是他们还是跟随了主。
They leave their livelihoods.And follow Jesus.
他们离开了他们各自的谋生去跟随主。
Sometimes we are faced with choices as well.
有的时候我们今天也是要面临各种选择。
Maybe we have a lucrative career path on one hand, and Jesus calls us to go another way.
可能我们从事的是一个处在朝阳的行业，但是耶稣基督可能说你可以走去另外一条路上来跟随我吗？
Maybe on one hand we have this picture perfect life all planned out.
可能我们心里面想的是啊，我的生活应该是怎么样的一个蓝图？我希望它是怎么样一个被计划出来的
？A wife, two kids.
我想要有一个太太，有两个孩子。
A nice, comfortable house up on the mountain in a safe neighborhood.
在山上一个很好的学区里面有一个很大的房子。
You work Monday through Friday.
周一到周五去上班。
Go to church on Sundays.
周日就去教会。
In Disneyland every summer.
然后每一个夏天放假的时候，就带孩子们去迪士尼乐园。
And in this path, even the birds sing real songs to you.
然后你觉得在这幅蓝图里面，甚至连鸟叫都是非常悦耳的。
But maybe God has a different path.
但可能神给你的是另外的一幅图片。
Maybe it's with 6 kids and absolutely no peace and quiet.
他可能另外一个图片就是他要给你6个孩子，你根本不知道什么叫做安宁。
We're all faced with those choices of following Jesus.
所以我们去跟随主的时候，我们总是有各种的选择是要去做的。
Let me explain this. How did I end up with six kids?
我想先跟大家解释一下，我是怎么有六个孩子的。
I remember memorizing and thinking on the scripture that says, "Whatever is done without faith is sin."
我记得在经文里面有一节，我也经常会想到这节经文，它是说，凡不是出自于信心的，就是罪。
And unfortunately, what came to my mind at that time was birth control.
但是当时在我心里面，我一看到这一节经文，我想到的第一件事就是计划生育。
And I felt like the Lord said, "Don't you trust me with this?"
我觉得神就在拷问我说，难道你在生育这件事情上面你不信任我吗？
I said, I guess I do.
我就跟他回答说，我说我想我应该是信任你的。
We had four boys in 4.5 years.
然后我们在四年半的期限之内，我们有四个男孩，生了四个男孩子。
That's how it worked for us in one particular instance.
所以这就是在这个例子上面，在我们身上验证的。
So in this section, Mark addresses who Jesus is.
所以在我们刚刚看的那一小部分，我们看到了马可说耶稣是谁。
And you don't have to understand everything.Before you follow.
而且他也讲到了，很多时候你并不是一定要搞清楚所有的事情才去跟随他。
In this section, the demons know precisely who Jesus is.
在我们刚刚说到的那几章里面，他提到了很多的故事，其中一个就讲到说，恶鬼也知道耶稣是谁。
The religious leaders, they refuse to acknowledge who Jesus is.
宗教领袖们他们否认耶稣的权威。
And the disciples, they don't have a clue, but at least they follow.
门徒们，他们其实并不知道耶稣是谁，但是至少他们去跟随。
So, I forgot to do this last time too. Let me. So now the second section.
好，我们现在去看第二个小部分，讲到的是门徒的委任。
You see what I've done there? There's the overall picture, and now we're going to zoom into the second section because I forgot to move the PowerPoint for the first.
所以我刚刚是给大家看的是一个综合概览性的，现在我会把每一个小部分放大给你们看。
So this is 3:13 through 6:6.
第二部分讲委任呢，是从三章的十三节讲到六章的六节。
And this covers the appointing of the 12 apostles.
这第二个小部分讲到的是门徒的委任。
So somebody read 3:13 through 15.
有没有人可以帮我读出来第三章的十三节到十五节呢
？Nice and loud.
大声一点，帮我读出来。
3:13 through 15.
Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons.
Excellent.Okay, so this is the start. This is the little introduction to the second section.
这是第二部分的一个小简介。
In this second section, there is a subsection on what it means to be in the family of Jesus. So that's here.
在这第二部分里面，它其中有个故事就讲到了什么成为耶稣家人是怎么一回事。
Then there are four parables.
然后接下来讲到了四个比喻。
And three stories.
还有三个故事。
These stories, of course, focus on exactly who Jesus is.
当然，在后面讲到的三个故事，他们的关注点都是在于要讲到耶稣是谁。
One of the major interpretive clues that authors give you are dialogue, pieces of dialogue.
我们要主要去看怎么去理解这几个故事的时候，我们关注点是应该在于看到其中人物的对话。
And the disciples in the first of those three stories.They're in the boat with Jesus.
在这三个故事里面讲到了，其中有一个是说到门徒们在和耶稣在一起，他们是在船里面。
Jesus calms the storm.
耶稣平静风浪。
And the disciples ask, "Who is this?"
然后门徒们就问到了，这到底是谁
？Even the wind and the waves obey him.
连风和海都听从他。
And we learn again that Yahweh, that Jesus is God, and He is right there in the boat with them.
所以正是因为这样的对话，我们知道了在船里面和门徒们同在的耶稣也就是神。
The next story shows that Jesus has power over life and death.
下一个故事讲到的是耶稣在生和死的事情上也有权柄。
And that He has power. The next story, the power over the demoniac.
然后再下一个故事就说到了他在灵界上面也有这样的权柄，能够赶鬼。
And then we get to the third section.
接下来我们就到了第三个部分，讲到的是差派门徒的。
And this is this is where our passage falls today.
我们今天要看的经文主要就是在差派这一块。
Notice that this section here starts very similar to the second section.
如果你们去看差派这整一块的话，它整一个的结构其实跟第二部分委任是非常相似的。
So somebody read chapter 6 verse 7.
如果你翻到的话，可以请你读一读六章的第七节吗？谁翻到了就可以读出来。
Mark 6, 7, and we'll go Chinese this time.
可以读中文这次。That's kind of
nice. I know.
7.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how to respond to that.
当脑一个都听不懂，回应不了。
But you see the parallel, right? He calls the 12 and he gives them a mission.
所以你看到的就是这整个结构，就是他把这十二个人呼召出来，然后每个人都给了他们任务。
Mark is very intentional about his structuring.
所以如果你看纸质的经文的话，你会发现。马可在写他的福音的时候，整一个结构是非常，他是非常的把意图性呛在里面的。
This is what makes it my favorite gospel.
这也是为什么马可福音对于我来说是四本福音书里面我最喜欢的。
He is so well organized and intentional with structure.
他整一个结构是非常的非常的整齐。
So I hope you see that, and you'll see it more even as we get into our passage.
所以我也希望你能够在这样的一节一节看下来的时候，你也能去欣赏这样的结构。
So let's all stand and we'll read this together. This is our passage.
让我们一起起立读今天的经文。
Either language.
用中文、英文都可以。门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了。
Except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They discussed this with one another and said, "It is because we have no bread." Aware of the discussion, Jesus asked them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember? When I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" They answered, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Please be seated.
大家请坐。
There are a number of elements in this passage that are carried forward from the section 6:6 through 8:21.
如果大家刚刚我们读的那几节那十几节经文里面，你会发现有很多元素都是之前六章到八章提到过的。
Like a good writer, Mark is pulling all the pieces together and wrapping it up in a nice conclusion.
就如果你是个很好的写作家的话，你就会知道，很多时候你写完一段东西，你就会把之前提到的元素都会重新糅合一遍。
As someone who likes to write, I really appreciate that. That's very helpful.
我个人其实写作也是我的爱好，所以。我也能够去理解作者这样的用心良苦。
So those are the elements that he carries forward into this little conclusion.
上面这里列到的六点，就是之前六章到八章所提到的元素，它重新又糅合了在一起。
You'll see these in the. Let's go back. Oops, other way. Can you help me out, Patrick? I just ended my slideshow. Oh, there you go. Thank you. That's good. Oop, I didn't do that. Wasn't me. My kids will get that joke. So you see Herod, you see the 5,000, you see the 4,000, you see the Pharisees, and all of this are brought together in the conclusion with these themes.
所以你看到这里讲到的希律、法利赛人、为保五千人、为保四千人，这里面都是之前委任那一部分讲到的故事里面提到的。
Including this idea of a lack of understanding.
这也包括了后面耶稣问过了好几次，你们还不明白吗？
In bread.
而且后面提到的面包也是同样的元素。
Look through just briefly. How many times do you see the word bread used in this section?
大家仔细的
6:7-8:21.
大家再仔细的去看一看，从第六节到二十一节，讲到了面包相关的词，比如说酵母、零碎等等的，这些词出现了多少遍
？Bread, loaves, it's the same word in the Greek. Bread, loaves, yeast, crumbs.
如果你去看英文版的话，它连面包都分了两个不同的词去说。
About how many times do you see it in there?
你这样算一算，你前后看一下这几章里面，单是讲面包就讲了多少？
There's quite a few, right?
其实蛮多次的。
Yeah, I can't remember the number.
我都不记得了，我之前数过，我都忘了。
It's throughout the whole section.
基本上简一个拆派这里面提到了很多次。
So we're gonna trace this through.
好，我们就一点一点的去看这元素在其中是怎么样藕断丝连连起来的。
So if you look at chapter 6:14-29, this is the story of Herod.
如果你去看从第六章开始，我们去看到了。一开始他就讲到了希律王这个故事。
Herod has some problems.
希律王他当然自己有不少个人的问题。
He's gross.
他是个很恶心的人。
Right? He is filled with immorality.
他非常的不道德。
He's prideful and he's a people pleaser.
他非常的骄傲，而且他是一个需要讨人欢心的人。
Herod was warned by John the Baptist about his sexual immorality.
施洗约翰其实之前就已经警告过希律王，因为他在道德上面有淫行的缘故。
Herod had been sleeping with his brother's wife.
希律王他之前就跟自己哥哥的太太有不道德的恋情。
One scholar describes this problem very vividly.
有一个学者，他就非常一针见血地指出了希律的问题。
He says Herod's vulgarity is perverse.
他说希律整个道德一方面的言行是一个病态的。
After taking his brother's wife, he lusts after his wife's daughter.
在和他自己哥哥的太太有恋情之后，他甚至将自己的欲望放在了这个太太的女儿的身上。
And Herod kills John the Baptist.
之后，希律也杀了施洗约翰。
And he did so because of a promise that he made in front of the people.
他之所以这么做的缘故，是因为他之前在很多人面前夸下了这么一个海口。
He didn't want to break his promise in front of a bunch of constituents.
因为他之前在很多的人面前说了这么样的话，他不想要违背自己之前说过的话。
So Mark characterizes Herod as immoral, prideful, and a people pleaser.
所以马可在这里面对希律的记载就是他是一个不道德的人，他非常的骄傲，而且他是一个讨人喜悦的人。
So look at so that's Herod. Now let's look at the Pharisees.
好，我们刚刚看到了希律，我们接下来看第二点，法利赛人。
7:1-22.
七章的一节到二十二节讲到的就是法利赛人。
They struggled on the opposite side of the sin spectrum.
法利赛人他们所挣扎的点呢，就是在罪这个天平的另外一边。
Right, Herod on the one side is completely immoral and acting without any moral laws to guide him.
希律是罪的东边，那这边呢，就是他整个人的行为都是没有法律、没有道德约束的。
On the other side, you have the Pharisees, who they were only making rules for the outside.
如果你去看这整个天平的另外一边的话，你就会看到法利赛人，他们有各种各样的道德的法律上面的。
They were play-acting righteousness.
他们整个公义都是在形式上面的一个做出来的。
They were making rules for themselves.
他们这些条例都是自己为自己建立起来。
That would allow them to get out of following God's rules.
他们之所以要建立这些的条例，是因为他们想要规避真正从神而来的律例。
And then they were shaking their finger at all the disciples, saying, "Hey, you're not following God's laws."
他们自己这么做的同时，也把手指指向了其他人，指点他们说，你们并没有遵守律法。
So Mark characterizes the Pharisees as hypocrites, those who are play-acting righteousness.
所以马可在马可福音中的记载，马可就说这些法利赛人是假冒伪善的人。
The yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod.
这也就是为什么他在我们刚刚读的那几节经文里面讲到了有希律王的教和法利赛人的教。
And then we have the feeding of the 5,000.
接下来就讲到了喂饱五千人的故事。
You guys see that in 6:30 through 44.
我们从六章的三十节看到了四十四节。
And most of you know the story.
大多数人都知道这样一个故事。
The disciples, they follow Jesus to this remote place.
门徒们跟着耶稣去到了一个荒野。
Huge crowds follow.
很多的人去跟着耶稣。
And Jesus says, "Hey," or the disciples tell Jesus, "Hey, send these people home."
然后门徒们就提醒耶稣说：“夫子啊，把这些人让他们回家吧。”
They're stuck in the middle of nowhere and nowhere to get food.
因为我们现在是在荒野啊，在荒野，他们不回家的话怎么吃饭啊？
But instead, Jesus says, "No, share what you have."
相反的，耶稣跟门徒们说：“不用叫他们回家，把你们有的吃的跟他们分享便是了。”
He says, "Share your 5 loaves and your 2 fish."
把你的五个面，把你们的五个饼和两条鱼跟他们一起分享。
So.I only had 2 loaves.
好，今天带了两条面包。
So 2 loaves of bread.
这里是两条面包。
And 2 fish.
然后还有两罐的鱼罐头。
Right, that's about the equivalent of 2 fish.
好，如果你去算鱼的话，四罐罐头应该跟两条鱼的鱼肉差不多斤重量。
You know, I'm not sure how big their loaves were.
我不太清楚他们那个年代的面包做多大一条。
But my family eats that much for lunch.
但是我全家八口人，我们全家每一次吃这么多的东西。
Easily, right?
很简单的，可能都还有点不够。
How many people did Jesus fill?
但是耶稣喂饱了多少人？
It says 5,000?
五千个人。
It says 5,000 men. There's probably 10,000 people there.
在那时候记载五千个人里面，他只算了男人的。
With a little more than what I feed my family at lunch.
所以你想五饼二鱼就相当于是这里面大概两倍的样子。
There, this is City Fest.
这是上周我们城市布道会的去的现场。
My family's hidden in there somewhere. They play Where's Waldo.
我全家都埋在这个人群里面了。
Right, that's about 10,000 people.
这里面你看就是大概一万人这么多。
Think about what Jesus can do.
所以大家去想一想，耶稣的大能到底是大到什么样的程度？
It's absolutely remarkable.
是完全是奇迹性的。
The miraculous power of God to take this tiny little bit to feed that massive crowd.
他奇迹的大能把就这么五饼二鱼这么多的东西变到能够使其中的含量喂饱一万个人。
It says that they had that 200 denarii.Would not buy enough food for the crowd.
当时在里面记载的就是说，当时的钱哈，200 denarii 都不可能都不一定够去喂饱这一万个人。
That's about $20,000 to $30,000.
如果你把当时说的200 denarii 那个钱放到今天换算成今天的汇率来算的话，就大概是$20,000 to $30,000.
And Jesus fed them with about $20 worth of food.
但是就相当于说耶稣今天用$20的钱的东西喂饱了应该要$32,000才喂得饱的东西。
And there were leftovers.
而且还有剩的。
There were crumbs and pieces that the people picked up.
而且面包掉下来的零碎和片数很多人都捡起来。
That filled basketfuls.
就是靠这些零碎都已经填满了好多篮。
But he didn't just do it once.
而且耶稣也并不是靠着五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人一次。
Look at chapter 8, verses 1 through 9.
如果你去看第八章一到九节的话。
Once again, the disciples are in the middle of nowhere.
又一次的门徒们又是在荒野当中。
They're focused on following Jesus.
他们的焦点就是要跟随耶稣。
And somehow it ends up that they're in need again.
不知道怎么样了，他们又开始要去到了一个地步，就是需要吃饱了。
I'm beginning to think that if you follow Jesus, you might have need here and there.
所以就这么再一次看到这样的经文，我就忍不住在想，有的时候我们去跟随耶稣，我们很多时候可能也会到了一个地步，是有需要的这样一个地步。
And similarly to the first time, Jesus feeds them with what they have.
同样的，像之前五饼二鱼喂饱五千人一样，耶稣再次用手头上有的资源去喂饱了这四千人。
I like to put myself in the Bible and try to figure out what is this really like.
我很多时候看圣经的时候，我很喜欢去视觉性的想象我自己在当时处在这个故事当中会是什么样的。
So if I'm the clueless disciples again, and I'm thinking, man, I've got to feed these 4,000, maybe 8,000 people.
如果我就把我自己放在了当时门徒这样一个舍身处地的情况，就去想想，如果我是门徒，心里面根本一丝头绪都没有的话，我就觉得说，天哪，我又要去喂饱这四千人，可能是八千人，这么多的人，怎么喂啊？
And Jesus says, "Yeah, you feed them."
而且我的老师耶稣跟我说，对啊，就你啊，你去喂饱他们啊。
I'd be thinking, "Man, that's a lot of people."
我第一个想法就是，这人也太多了吧。
Where am I going to get food for all these people?
我怎么可能去找这么多的食物去喂饱这么多人
？My donkey can only carry 100 pounds.
我这有头驴，可是我这头驴每次最多也只能扛100斤的东西。
The town's a long ways away.
而且从我们现在的荒野走到最近的小镇也很远。
And it's going to probably take 10 trips on my donkey.
如果要让我的驴每一次去那边买东西回来再喂他们的话，至少要来回10趟才能买够东西吧。
I don't have time for that.
我哪来的时间呢
？I got to follow Jesus.
我要去跟随耶稣啊。
I got a family to feed.
我自己还有家人要喂呢。
Fortunately.Jesus takes care of the need.
还好，耶稣他亲自的来把这其中的需要给填上。
So this story is an encouragement to figure out what God wants you to do.
所以这个故事它其实是一个鼓励我们。Can you say the whole sentence?
Sure. Find out what God wants you to do and do it.
去想想神要你做的是什么，然后你就去做。
You don't have to have all the details figured out before you start obeying.
你不需要是完全搞清楚每一条每一例应该怎么搞，所以你才去跟随他。
So two more stories, and I hope that you'll see how all these work together.
我再会讲到两个故事，我希望接下来你们就会看到这一个故事是怎么连起来的。
Consider the story of Jesus walking on water.
好，大家去想想。耶稣行在水面上的这样那个故事。
How in the world does that fit in with this?
耶稣行在水面上的故事跟我刚刚讲那些故事怎么连起来
？Someone pointed out to me that this is the best example or best illustration of Jesus' sense of humor.
有人曾经跟我说，他说其实啊，你看耶稣在海面上行走这个故事，就是耶稣一个幽默感的体现。
So he tells the disciples at the end of the evening to go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee.
当时这个故事里面讲到，就是在晚上。耶稣叫他的门徒去到海的另一边。
I'll meet you there in the morning, he says.
他跟门徒说，天亮的时候我在岸上这边等你。
So they get out on their boat and they start rowing.
好，然后门徒们就把耶稣放在岸上，自己往回的时候就开始不停的在摇船。
And the wind comes up.
然后风就开始不顺了。
And they're out in the middle of the lake, just struggling at the oars, just. Got to get across. Jesus told us to get to the other side. Got to go. And they're oaring like crazy.
因为耶稣跟他们说你们要回到对岸去嘛，但是风又非常的不顺，所以你摇船就不停的摇，你还是在不停的中间打转。
Jesus sees their trouble.
耶稣就在另外一边岸上看到了他们的挣扎。
And what's he do?
耶稣做了什么呢
？You know, I picture, man, if I was Jesus, I'd run out there, I'd save them.
我就在想，如果我是耶稣的话，我肯定就冲过去救他们呀。
Maybe I would just miraculously shift the wind so it just blows the boat to the other side.
我就在想，如果我是耶稣的话，可能我就直接叫风把风向转到另外一边去，让我的门徒顺顺利利的上岸。
Do something cool and show his power.
去行一些神迹，让我的门徒看见我对风、对海、对浪都有这样的大能。
Well, Jesus, he walks on the water and he's headed out there.
但是耶稣呢，他却是在海面上行走，向门徒他们走过去。
Oh, great. Maybe he's going to go out there, he's going to pick up the boat and just carry the boat to the other side.
当时呢，如果你没有往下看的话，我当时就想，哦，可能是他要走过去把这个整个船抱起来，然后抱着他们走到对岸去吧。
Look at that very closely. Look at the section there. 6:45 through 56.
但是你去看45节到52节的话，你就会发现不是这么一回事。
The end of verse 48.
看第四十八节，六章四十八节的后半节。
What's it say?
他说的是什么？
He was intending to pass by them.
耶稣在海面上向他们走去，是想要赶过他们。
Can you imagine the look on the disciples' face? They're straining at the oars.
你可以想象门徒当时的表情吗？他们一边在摇橹，摇得很辛苦。
And Jesus is just going to walk by and pass them.
然后他们的师傅就要从这边一直走过去。
What in the world is going on here, right?
你可能你作为摇橹的人，你就会觉得说，他怎么就这么径直走过去不管我？
So they get Jesus in the boat.
然后他们就让就叫耶稣回到船上。
And Mark the narrator gives us insight into their amazement.
马可就在他前一个的记载当中就记录到了他们当时的震惊。
What is the reason for their amazement?
他们惊奇的原因是什么？
Look carefully. 6:50, chapter 6, verse 52.
第52节这里有记载。
For they had not understood about the loaves.
是因为他们还不明白分饼这件事的意义。
They had not understood about the loaves.
他们还不明白分饼的意义。
Okay, what about the story of the Syrian Phoenician woman?
那好了，后面还讲到了另外一个故事，是讲到了一个叙利亚妇人的信心。
What's this pagan Gentile woman doing in this story or in this section?
为什么在第七章的中间，他会讲到了一个外邦女子的信心？
Mark makes a remarkable contrast here.
在这里，马可对这一个妇人的记载，外邦妇人信心的记载，其实基本上就是跟门徒的信心形成了一个大大的对比。
The disciples have been rebuked for their lack of faith.
耶稣因为这些门徒们信心的缺乏，有对他们进行过指责。
And this lady is commended.
但是这个妇人却是因为她信心的伟大而被耶稣称赞。
She had great faith.
她的信心是伟大的。
She hoped for, she trusted in the miraculous intervention of God.
她完全是将自己的希望和完全将自己的信任是放在了神的大能当中。
The famous preacher Charles Spurgeon pointed it out like this.
有一个非常著名的布道家叫 Charles Spurgeon， 他对这句故事是这么点评的。
This woman saw that just a crumb of God's grace that had fallen from the master's table had enough power in it to drive a demon out of her daughter who wasn't even in the area.
他说这个妇人的信心是大到一个什么样的程度呢？就是神的恩典，就算那个渣，神的恩典掉下来的渣渣，都可以让他女儿的身上的鬼被赶走。
So let's read this once again.
好，我们再一次去读这两节。
Think about the stories that you just heard about the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod and the feeding of the 5,000 and the feeding of the 4,000. And let's read our section again.
大家带着我们刚刚听到的那四个故事，讲到了法利赛人的教笑。西律的笑，喂饱五千人，喂饱四千人，去读这两节经文。
Any language，
随便什么语言。门徒忘了带饼。
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They discussed this with one another and said, "It is because we have no bread." Aware of the discussion, Jesus asked them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember? When I broke the 5,000 for the five loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? They answered, 7. He said, "Do you still not understand?" Do you see how Mark is bringing all these stories together?
大家看到了这故事，这些几个故事怎么连接起来的吗？
I love the book of Mark because of these things.
正是因为这其中不断的 诗前的元素的柔和，我非常喜欢马可福音的记载。
Last week, Brother John preached on John 17.
上个礼拜，志强弟兄跟我们讲到了约翰福音的十七章。
And he described the manner of the mission.
他讲到了大使命的方法方式。
Right, we've been talking about living our faith out in the community this quarter.
我们讲到了这个季度，我们讲的是我们如何在我们的社区当中活出我们的信心。
And the manner which John described was it should be unified and it should be sanctified. That's the manner of the mission.
大使命的方式，上次自强弟兄说到的就是我们要合一，我们要成圣。
Unified so that folks would know that we are Jesus' disciples.
我们要合一，因为这样子人们就会认出来我们是耶稣的门徒。
And sanctified, set apart for this very purpose.
其次，我们要成圣，我们要被分别开来，因着大使命的缘故。
This week we're also looking at the manner.
这个礼拜我们还是会去看方式。
Do you guys understand the difference between means and manner?
大家能够理解方式和方法其中的不同吗？
Both answer how is something done, right?
他们其实回答的问题都是如何这个问题。刚刚他打了一下桌子。
Think about that for a second. The means and the manner of that.
你想想打这个桌子方式和方法的不同在哪？
The manner was loudly.
方式就是他打这个桌子打出来的声响是很大声的。
Surprisingly, maybe.
让大家觉得很惊讶。
The means, how was it accomplished?
方法就是说你是怎么样做到的。
With my great strength, right, my hand, I smashed it down. That's the means. That's how it was accomplished.
用你手掌的力量去打，这就是这么一个方法。
The manner of the mission is our concern.
Our concern.
Ours.
方式大使命的方式就是我们应当关心的。
The manner of the mission is our concern.
再说一遍，大使命的方式是我们应该关心的。
Jesus takes care of the means.
但是方法这件东西，如何去做这件东西，怎么样行出来，这怎么样被实践出来这个东西，就是耶稣去关心的。
Let's look at verse 6-7.
我们去看看六章七节。
Moses, you read the best, so I'm going to have you read again.
好，因为摩西读的最好，让他再读一遍。
Chapter 6, verse 7.
六章的第七节。
Seven and eight, sorry.
七节和八节。
And he called the 12 and began to send them and out two by two, and gave them authority over their unclean spirit. He charged them to take nothing for their journeys except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts.
It says, take nothing for the journey except a staff. It says, take no bread.
他这里说了，除了手杖以外，路上什么都不要带，不要带干粮。
What were they worried about the whole time?
门徒们他们整一个，刚刚看了那么多故事，他们担心的是什么？
Bread.
他们担心的就是干粮，就是饼。
Right, Jesus, think about that. Hey, don't take any bread, don't worry about bread.
好，你想想一下，耶稣跟他们说，你不要担心饼的问题，也不要带饼。
And the only thing that they could think about is, man, we don't have any bread.
但是门徒脑子里面虽然跟他说不要去想，不要去担心，他脑子里面就是在担心。
No wonder he says, don't you get it?
这就是为什么刚刚我们读到好几节都说，难道你们不明白吗？耶稣问了好几次。
If we are aspiring to, if our focus is this,
如果我们的焦点是
if what we pursue and what fills our thoughts most often is bread, there is a problem.
如果我们整个人的追求所有的聚焦都是在这个饼的话，那么这就是有问题了。
If we're focused on having a bigger house or a fancier car,
如果我们毕生的追求就是说我要换大房子，我要开更好的车子，
a more secure retirement,
我要我的退休金的里面的金额是一个比较大的金额，
then we're not following the example of Jesus.
那么我们就不是在跟随耶稣了。
I was blown away by Pastor Frank's comments.A couple of weeks ago at the picnic.
几个礼拜前 ，Frank 牧师在我们的野炊讲到了其中一句话，我至今印象都很深刻。
He said, "Every one of us are better off than our master."
他说到我们每一个人都比我们的师父更好。
Have you thought about that?
我们有没有想过这句话？
What an example Jesus set for us.
耶稣给我们立下了怎么样的一个标榜？
Sometimes we get so caught up about wondering about the means of the mission.
很多时候我们担心我们因着方整个大使命的方法而去担心。
We get so caught up on the material components of life.
我们因为我们生命当中一些物质方面的事情去担心。
That we forget about the mission altogether.
以导致于我们把整个大使命都忘掉了。
And we forget about the manner of how we're supposed to carry out the mission.
我们也忘掉了在大使命当中我们应该如何把事情行出来是一个什么样的方式。
Unified and sanctified.
我们要做的就是合一和成圣。
We forget about watching out for the true dangers in life.
我们忘记了我们要去注意在我们的生命当中有没有一些危险性的东西。
The true dangers on the journey with Jesus are the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod.
真正在我们和神同行的整个旅途当中，真正的危险就是法利赛人的笑和希律的笑。
And most importantly, we forget that Jesus takes care of the means.
但更重要的是，我们很多时候都忘了，是耶稣他自己行出大使命的方法，是耶稣才需要担心的，不是我们需要担心的。
Jesus takes care of the means of the mission.
因为是耶稣，他把整一个方法这块，他自己去亲自把这个空给填满。
We forget about who he is.
我们很多时候忘掉了耶稣是谁。
That Jesus is Yahweh, and there is no God like Yahweh.
耶稣就是耶和华神，没有一个神像耶和华神。
We forget that he could take a little more than lunch and feed 10,000 people with it.
我们很多时候都忘了，他可能只需要喂饱五个人量这么多的食物，能够喂饱一万个人。
And Jesus isn't one who just says, "I love you."
耶稣也不只是跟你说我爱你这样一个人。
Jesus is the one who demonstrates his love.
他也亲自去示范什么叫做我爱你。
The what? Right?
第二个整一个马可福音第二个回答的问题是什么？
We forget about who Jesus is and what Jesus has accomplished.
我们很多时候忘掉了耶稣是谁，同时也忘掉了耶稣他成就了什么。
The college pastor at the Eugene Faith Center challenged me a couple years ago.
Eugene Faith Center 是一个教会，它其中它里面大学团契的牧师之前有个讲道，让我也觉得很印象深刻的。
He says, "Why do we put so much effort into making it so that we do not have to trust God?"
他说过一句话，他这么讲，他说：“为什么我们很多时候要花这么多的精力去做一些事情，让我们自己以至于到一个地步是觉得我们不能相信神的？”
Why do we put so much effort out so that we don't have to trust God?
为什么我们要做这么多的事情，让我们自己陷在一个地步是不去信神的？
And Pastor Dan a few years ago, he pointed out, we don't care.
Dan 牧师之前他就点出来，他说，很多时候我们的心态就是
we don't have to trust God.
我们不需要去信神。
We're in good hands with Allstate.
因为我们看看我们身边的事，身边所拥有的东西，我们还过得挺好的。
Right? We have insurance for everything. We have a retirement plan that will take care of our kids for generations.
想想看，我们每个人都有各种各式各样的保险，我们还有退休金，我们都过得挺好的呀，不需要担心。
I have to admit, I've been really challenged by this.
我得要向大家承认，刚刚我说这句话，我因为这句话，我自己也觉得很受挑战。
When we were coming from Virginia Beach back to Eugene,
几年前我们全家从 Virginia 州回到 Eugene 来。
We graduated from a seminary and came here.
我那时候在维吉尼亚州读我的神学院，读完了回来。
And my first job coming back was this.
我第一份工作是什么？
I taught at the Bible College.
我在圣经学院那边教书。
I taught one class.
我就教一堂课。
It pays less than $2,000 for about 6 months worth of work.
我在这份课，我要教这堂课，我要花大概六个月的心血，但是我只拿到手不到$2,000。
I tried to get a job at Walmart, McDonald's, a medical delivery place.
我申请了各式各样的工作，包括沃尔玛，包括麦当劳，包括甚至是送医药的地方。
I tried to do apartment maintenance.
我甚至想要说去一些公寓那边帮他们做维修人员。
I did all kinds of stuff on all your guys' houses.
我甚至在可能帮了很多在座的人帮你们修房子。
Man, I had to trust Jesus back then.
那个时候我真的是很艰难，所以我真的是要去信靠主。
And now it's a little bit different.
现在整个光景不一样了。
It's hard for me to be in that state still.
要想让我像之前那样去信靠，现在去像之前那样信靠，其实是不容易的。
It's weird for us. We actually have a savings account.
我人生第一次，我们终于有了一个存款账号。
How does that work with trusting God?
有存款了，那我怎么还要去信靠神呢？
You know, I figured that out this morning at about 6 o'clock.
我是在今天早上大概六点的时候想通的。
We can trust God more.
我们可以更多的去信靠他。
Even if we have lots.
尽管我们手头上可能还是有很多。
By giving more.
但是我们可以靠着更多的给出去来信靠他。
I think that's the antidote.
我觉得这就是如何拥有很多但是还要信靠他的一剂良药。
Whether it be time or whether it be money, whatever. Put yourself in a position where you have to trust God.
你这样给出去给的不一定是金钱上面的，也可能是你给的是你时间，把你自己放到一个地步，是你需要去信靠他的。
We do this not out of compulsion or anything.
我们这么做不是因为冲动
，but out of a deepening faith.
而是我们这么做的原因，是因为我们想要在信心上面有晋升。
And a growing understanding of who Jesus is and what He has done for us.
而且在两个问题上，他为我们做了什么？他是谁？这两个问题上有更深的理解。
Let's focus on Jesus taking care of the means of the mission, while we worry about how we do it, the manner.
让我们再一次的不要忘记去聚焦，我们应该担心的是我们在大使命上面方式如何实践，让耶稣去料理方法这一块的问题。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, you are the sovereign Lord over all the earth.
主啊，你是全地的主。
And yet you take such great care of your children.
但是你却是如此的爱你的孩子。
You have the power to multiply meals.
你有让食物变多的能力。
And it's not just your power, but it's also your love.
不仅仅是你有这样的能力，更重要是你有这样的爱。
You constantly intervene in our lives on our behalf.
你在我们的生命中多次的出手干预。
You take such great care of your children.
你是因着你的孩子把我们照顾得如此的好。
God help us to trust you in this.
主啊，让我们在生命中也可以如此的信靠你。
Help us to stay true to the mission.
帮助我们在大使命的这个使命上面可以向你永远都保持着一个真我
and watch for the miracles that you perform
同时也能够静心下来看你的奇迹是如何的被展开
and we ask this in your great name Jesus Amen
我们这样不配的祷告来奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祈求 Amen